Simon Tov Kufnon Aleph Sift Yud Zayin. Tavli Zor Miloimer Shechiyonu Bein Amitzorim Al Pri Oyal Malbush. It is good to refrain from saying Shechiyonu during this time on new fruits or on an item of clothing. It's not proper to say Shechiyonu. Megiyonu Lazman Azeh. That we're excited that thank you, Bershon brought us to this time, which is such a sad time. Aval opinion of ban Omer v'liyachem samitzah. If the person does the mitzah opinion of ban, we say shechiyonu by opinion of ban. You don't push up the mitzah because of the issue of saying shechiyonu during the ban mitzvah. B'chemi prish ulo yims im so'achar tishabov mutal lavorach ulo ochel ban mitzvah. It's not going to be available after tishabov. You shouldn't refrain from holding on to the pri, refrain from eating the pri because of the shechiyon. Zogs mishavura tariches tov izor meloy meshechiyon. So it's proper to refrain. Avagav tefilo oval mavar shechiyon. We don't find anywhere that oval can't say shechiyon. So what's the difference? Kamokam yomim elu kamen shesman lahu huzman peronus. Ain't kedai lemer shechiyonu lazman hazeh. So it would not be proper to say shechiyonu lazman hazeh in a period of time, which is it's a sad period of time. Whereas as opposed to the oval, where the time is not necessarily definitive of his of him, it's his personal tragedy. Over here, it's a tragedy which belongs all of Klal Yisrael. The zman is affected by all of Klal Yisrael. Because the Gra finds that it's beyond what's necessary. The Taz also questions this. Again, b'Shabbos and the Hakam is therefore at least on Shabbos, there's no reason to refrain. Because in general, there are many places which hold even if you accept the minig, Shabbos is permitted. So for sure. There's those who argue with the whole idea, so that at least we'll accept that Shabbos will be makel. Just if you take a look at, just for example, take a look at the Ber Heitev in Sivkot Lamed Ches. It's the last line of the Ber Heitev on the page. He says, "Ubishabos has been in time motel of Rosh Hashanu, matemarsha lebush." He says right away that the matemarsha lebush were matter to say Shechiyonu during Ben Amitzarim on Shabbos. On the other hand, the Rizal is Machber. So he brought already right. By the way, he brought two shitas about Shabbos. So the Shabbos is saying, since the whole idea of answering a bechlal is questionable, at least on Shabbos, we'll rely on the opinion which is Mekel.
The whole idea of what bechlal is questionable.
Saying Shechiyonu during the 3 weeks. Pri al sorry, test al pri oy al malbush. That, which means that you're not going to eat the pri. Well, you won't wear the beggar during that period of time. Okay, so the Shema Tisabe Yikram Nezik Law of the Vlad. Chazal recognize the fact that when a woman gets who's pregnant gets a strong desire for food, if she doesn't get it right away, the Mara says it could potentially be danger her or the child's health. So we're going to allow her to eat the fruits. Even though it's a fruit, which is a Shechiyonu fruit, which we're not saying Shechiyonu now. We're going to allow her to eat it. And not say the Shechiyonu. So the question is, if you're allowing her to eat the fruits, so because we understand we don't eat the fruit because the fruit slaps the Shechiyonu with it. So we hear the woman, the Shechiyonu, she needs to eat the fruit because it's important for her health. Because we're afraid if we don't, that it's going to cause damage to the child or to herself. Why don't we say Shechiyonu? So Chaim suggests that it comes out, really, we're not eating it. Over here, we're being makel because there's potential. We're eating it to protect from danger. So that itself is sort of dampens the enthusiasm of excitement. Baruch Hashem, we're in a situation right now that we're eating something we shouldn't be eating because your life is in danger. Shechiyonu, Shechiyonu lasman is there that your life is in danger. No, that's not really good. So we don't say Shechiyonu at those types of circumstances. Okay. However, it comes to Pidyon HaBen, we do the Pidyon HaBen in the proper time, and we say the Shechiyonu. Well, Yach Mitzvah Mitzvah, we don't push it off. Oh, yeah, Bracha, we don't push up the Bracha either. Kiyum Shegi Hazman, and that was the time. Now, Baba Gav, Shesheroya HaPri Chodesh. We pointed out that the Iker Bracha really is already not even B'shas Tachil, it's B'shas Tariyah. Kamachim Kimish and Nogol, the Hantan, not B'shas Tachil, the Mikri Machos and Mitzvah. See, even though Mikri Adin, really the Zman of the Bracha Shechiyonu, is not B'shas Tachil, it's B'shas Kini or B'shas Tariyah. But the Maisa, that's already. Besides, nothing to do with Ben Mitzvah, that's become the establishment, I guess, to tie it into the time of Achila. So once that's true, we push off the Achila, there's no Chiyuv of Shechiyonu. The prairie will not be available to eat after Tisha B'Av. You can eat it now and say Shechiyonu now. When Marish lo yochel lishmar pri ad Shabbos Meshis Galgul. But on Shabbos we're makel to say Shechiyonu. So I just leave the fruit for Shabbos and be able to say Shechiyonu without a problem. We're talking about a fruit which by the time Shabbos comes, the fruit will deteriorate and will not really be something you could say Shechiyonu on. It won't be edible. For example, comparing good gedonios, katanas, the small berries, they don't preserve themselves well. Dilav haki, if the situation is not so, that means you double negative means that you could keep the item until Shabbos without a problem. So they yuchel b'chol v'yishmerayu on Shabbos, buy it during the weekday and save it for Shabbos. The answer was must be that this is something which you can't. Keep it for Shabbos; it won't last that long. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? Maybe I'm not remembering correctly, but like, why couldn't the woman make a bracha, like bracha Shechiyonu after she ate the fruit? Like, can't you make a bracha of like if you wear a suit one time, can't you still make the Shechiyonu, or is it too late?
Well, first of all, you know, which means you'd say she eat it during the 3 weeks and then makes Shechiyonu after the 3 weeks.
No, I'm just saying after she took one bite,
he did. Yeah, that's not the problem here is with, it's not the problem is they're saying the Shechiyonu during the 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So saying even if she's going to allow her to eat the fruit, we're not going to say Shechiyonu. Because it's not an auspicious occasion,
right,
that you want to say Shechiyonu lazman is there. We've arrived to this time. In regards to the etzim of the of saying it, you know, later, so Mishmur Pazin, the proper time to say Shechiyonu is actually before you say the Brit Priyat. You say the Shechiyonu and then you eat. He says the Shechiyonu is actually said before you eat, which that's number one. Could you say it afterwards? Probably would still be fine afterwards. But there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, just regards to who says when it comes to the item of clothing, he says you have the whole first time that you're wearing it to say the Shechiyonu. So you put it on for 10 hours and the person forgot the Shechiyonu, we put it on, 9 hours later he can still say Shechiyonu. However, once he's taken it off, he doesn't say Shechiyonu, he puts it on the second time.
Okay.
So if he didn't say it the first time, that's it, he's out. Yurches, Sif Yurches. Certainly, Zerb, Yazan Batamas, Atishabov, Shalalelech Yechidi, Mearber Shos, Atishashos. A person should not walk by himself during the period of 4 hours of the day to the period of 9 hours of the day. Mishum shebehem ketiv meriri shirlit, because there's a mazik, a shade, referred to as ketiv meriri, which during this time, at the time of Peronius, so there is a upswelling of the hashpa of for Peronius. So the shade is given the right to damage people during that time. So people walk in pairs, and generally he doesn't know how to pack people to walk in pairs. The person walks by themselves. The shade could damage them. Okay. Furthermore, below Yaakov Talmidim by Yom Mahim. Even normally it's a mitzvah to chastise your Talmidim, including corporal punishment, not during the 3 weeks, because at the time where the mazel of Klai Yisrael is low, we're afraid that a person will get hit and the resultant damage will be greater than normally would happen because the person's mazel is weaker. So if the protection in Shemayim is weaker, so the result might be a greater damage. So you don't want to put somebody in danger. Okay. Kuf Beis, Mr. Bursa Cotton Kuf Beis.
Shouldn't go by Arba Shalos Tatesha shows.
Hana Mesev Arba Asev Tatesha. The end of the 4th hour to the end of the 9th hour. So you shouldn't be walking around by yourself during that time. The Shadim do not take very kindly to you if you do so, and that's dangerous. This seems to be based on a medrash. Okay.
It doesn't say the word
shade in there,
does it?
It says Ketemiri. Ketemiri Charlotte. Ketemiri was the name of a shade.
Oh, is that one? I thought their stomping time was the night, not the day. So that's when they'd come out at night. And Gemara's and Brochus has a whole thing on that. Come out, now you can see them, but it's always at night. It's, I don't remember them ever coming in the day.
I don't know. Maybe it says they're during the 3 weeks.
Maybe they're more powerful.
There's a time when Kleisel's mazel is low, so yeah, they have more impact. That's the Gemara in Psochim. I think it's the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim says that the Shadim like to walk right when, in the case you have, let's say, an area which is exposed to sunlight, and there's one little piece of shade, etc. They walk right there. That's where they walk. So if you walk in that spot, you might be getting in the way of a shade.
Which spot again?
So we're right where the sun and the shade meet.
Oh,
so that's where the shade and the shade like move over from the sun. They move over right to that. So that it'll be near the shade. So if you walk there and you bump into a shade, so the shade, you know, might not take very kindly to that.
That's why they call it the twilight zone.
Right. So if he doesn't take very kindly to that, so he might push back. And you don't want him pushing back.
No.
So during this time is a time to be careful with that. I think I told you the mice of the Ruruchim with the shade. So the Chazal say that a chosin needs shmir because of shadim.
Right.
So there was a chosin in the city of Mir, Davis Chasna. He decided he wants, you know, Davis Chasna, the time for tshuva, preparing for the tremendous moment of the chuppah, marriage. So he decided to go into the forest for Yechid, his baridus, to have some time, you know, for himself to sit there and contemplate. So he went to the forest by himself. Nobody knew that he did that because he went to himself. He didn't tell anybody that he was doing that either.
Yeah.
Chacham from the Manishtana, right? So it came the time of the chuppah, there ain't no chosin. So they waited a few minutes, you know, a little while, half an hour, whatever it is, no chosin. Now, so they said people looking out for him throughout the city of Mir, which was, the city of Mir was about the size of this building.
Right.
So it was very quickly ascertained that he was nowhere to be found in the city. So they sent search parties out, looking for him throughout the different fields, forests, etc. And they found him eventually in a well, hanging on the side of the well for dear life. And they asked him what happened. He says he doesn't know. He was walking along. He was fine. And then next thing you know, he felt like he was being pushed into a well. And he's been there for hours, screaming for help. So when they came back, they told Rabbi Yochanan the Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan's response was that people think they live in a world of sticks and stones. And it's not true. You know, Gazal said that a chassid needs shmir from Mazikim. He needs shmir from Mazikim. You don't go out. You don't play with what Chazal was saying. Well, Yaakov Talmidim Kuf Gimel. Mefarsh Bemedrash that Philip Bertzua Yesh Yisor. Even if you do it with a strap, you should be careful. I'm not sure like what's Lafuke what as opposed to doing it with your hand, or doing it with a paddle. I'm not sure what exactly is the other possibility. I guess a stick. Because the reason cost is a person should spend the same way there's a concept called Tikkun Chatzos during the whole year that some people mourn the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash in the middle of the night. So during this period of the 3 weeks, it's proper during the by Chatzos Hayom that a person would stop and express his mourning for the Beis Hamikdash. So one of the questions which you have means, so I mean, Chazal clearly discouraging places which are potentially are dangerous. So but the examples that are given are things which are dangerous through the process of mazikin. Right, so do we expand this that a person shouldn't go swimming because pools can be very dangerous, pool or a beach, lake, whatever it is, these are very dangerous places. Maybe a person shouldn't. Person shouldn't go car racing, the things which are with skydiving. I don't know. There's a minute by some chassidim that during the 9 days they don't fly. The time of the potential sakana, the person takes you lie low, literally. So a person should not put himself into a situation of sakana during that time. So there definitely is suggested that a person should at least take that into consideration. I remember my wife and I went to Square for a summer vacation. We did it for 2 summers. We went to Square for a week. 2 weeks we stayed in the apartment there. So, which I tell you, I think is a vacation spot of America.
Square?
My musaka are different than other people's musaka.
What?
The kedusha over there is tremendous. Just the chance to be in the world of kedusha was very, very, very inspiring and uplifting.
Yeah, I went there once or twice, but never for Shabbos.
So we came to.
They don't make misnagdin the way they used to.
They we were told very clearly we should not come. We can't drive in there after Rosh Chodesh off. Because it'll be so strange to them that people traveled, drove 500 miles from Cleveland during the 9 days.
Oh, because you drove from far.
Yeah, from the far.
I'm sure they went to work.
Yeah, they went to work. But if a person would undertake a pleasure trip during the 9 days, it was totally foreign to them. To the point that you just can't do it. We got a special dispensation from allowing my wife to drive while she was there. And even so, she didn't do it. After even though they got permission, she didn't feel comfortable doing it. No women driving. This isn't just the men. It's not sneeze. Okay, Tav Kuflan Beis. Then Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yerchol onam basura hamafsekas shoch lecha chatzir soyam basur lo yishayayin lo yerchol shnei tavshil. So here's this is the Ikir Adin. This is based on a Gemara. Actually, it's a Mishnah. That a person can't eat basar and yayin during that suda, which is the suda which he ends his eating from before Tisha B'Av. it's called Surah HaMafsek, the Surah which he then is Mafsik. He ends and stops eating afterwards. So the last meal.
By definition, it's in the 9 days.
So by definition, it's Erev Tishah B'Av.
So I'm saying, I mean, you can't eat, it's in 9 days, so what do you have to tell you the Musa Masek you can't eat?
No, that's what I'm saying. So that.
Why would you eat meat?
The Ikra Din is only the Surah Masekas.
Oh.
The Shulchan Aruch brought three other minhagim.
Uh-huh.
One extends it to Shua Shechabai.
Oh, I see.
One extends it to Rosh Chodesh Av, the 9 days, and one extends all the way to Yudayim Batamas, Shiasu Batamas. But the Iker, the Mitzad Din, it's only also by Surah Masekas.
Erev Tishah
B'Av is
on the Shabbos.
Correct.
Surah
Masekas. There's no Surah Masekas on that situation.
Shalosh Shodesh.
Yeah, but that's not called Surah Masekas. We don't deal with the Surah Masekas. It's part of Shabbos.
As well as the Torah
also. Correct. And besides the fact that they asked Basar B'Yayin, they also asked having two cooked items in the meal. Furthermore, the Rambam Afi Mashkan Acherim Memayit B'Shtiyosun Imasharogol Lishtos. In general, which we deal with this meal as a meal of sadness and mourning, so a person will be limiting his consumption of other items. A person will not, if he had bread, and so he wants to have some radishes with some salted fish. That's like dessert. So you don't have that over here. Okay, she's not your precious. There's a certain amount of precious that a person undertakes for himself on Erev Tishah B'Av. Aleph L'yochel, okay, the harvest evil, Melisht Yechum and Abayis, he'd star alone. To increase the mourning and remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis, Shalach HaChatzos, Al Kamam Sivtash. Now, the question which is over here, is there such a thing as Sudam HaSekas B'Boiker? He's not going to eat anything in the afternoon. He has no intention to eat anything in the afternoon. This is his last meal before Tisha B'Av. It's Erev Tisha B'Av in the morning. Does that have the limits of Surah Masekas? For him, this is the Surah Masekas. But as presented over here, the Shulchan Aruch says after Chatzos. So is that definitive, or that was that determinative? Or that just happened to be that was the average case? That people don't start fasting from the morning of Erev Tisha B'Av. That we'll talk about more later on. Basar, Hanamadin of the Shas, this is like we pointed out, that this is the Ikir Halacha. The Halacha of the Gemara was only required to refrain from meat and wine by the meal of the Masekas. Dilum Mitzad Min Haga, but our Minig already Osir Mirishkadish, already Osir Mirishkadish, Kalebasim and Tuf Kuf Nanav. You also Mamayat and other drinking. Hanamasidim Masekas. Shimrog Alishas Basuda Arba Kosis, Yishtar Shalosh Kosis. So you cut back the amount that you drink. Alishas Shecha, you don't drink beer, because that's more of a celebratory, how you pronounce it. Vimu Adam Chalosh, however, he's a person who's a weak person and he needs it for his constitution. So obviously, sure, that's permitted. Okay, so now we're going to go through some of the conversations which we had before, regards to the minig of the 9 days, regards to the halacha, or 9 days of the Shur Shechabai, regards to the halacha of Erev Tishah B'Av. Fil basar meluach, shavar lav yosim, mishnei yomim v'layla achas, even if it's salted to the point that it's been salted a period of 2 days and a night, which removes a large, it gives a whole totally different flavor. It's not really your regular basar meluach, your regular basar that should be asr. No, it's still asr. The basar oif is a dogim, v'yayin migitoy,
tanu she'en lo yosim. Well, it's not the wisest idea to eat salty foods before fast anyway.
Yes, I agree with that. But that's what you have available.
That's pretty bad.
That's true too.
And to be my shtia, I hope it doesn't mean water.
It's referring to water.
So you should drink less water before fast?
Erev Tisha B'Av.
I thought it meant like an enjoyable drink, not what are you drinking, just to make sure that you don't that you can get through it fast. Not drinking for enjoyment. You're drinking it to you know, not to have a problem later in the next day.
I don't know. I think it's put down the prisoner's charge to try and
maybe you could drink it after Suda Masekas. Theoretically, you could have the Suda Masekas and then drink after that. It's talking about the Suda Masekas here, right?
Yeah, I think so.
After that, you could drink what you want. Not in the Suda Masekas.
I think that probably we still want the person not indulging himself. The point is not to indulge yourself.
Again, I mean, when you're drinking water, you're not doing it to indulge yourself. You're doing it that you should be able to fast more.
I don't know. Both servers, the dog and the Yamigitoi, the Hanushan Lord Yasim Shashi Yamim, no good lesser. Even though the Iker Isser is only, is Bosser, did not mean fowl or dogim, or Yamigitoi, which means it's just been produced. It's not really wine. It's not 3 days old yet. So that is not, those are not Osir Mikra Din, but there is a minute to Asa those also. No good lesser. One reason to explain, we spoke about this earlier in the week, why we don't eat meat or drink wine is because the karbonis were the karbonis stopped during this time. The korban represents this at the end, we no longer have the karbonis, and the karbonis were brought from Basar Behema and wine, which is not Megita. So the Chara, none of this should be also. Machashash Yom Lamikri Oid Basar Linyan Kachu. By the time it's ready, the case would be 3 days, which means, let's say, the latest that you have of a korban, a korban shlomo, can be eaten the day of the shkita, the following night, and the following day, which is referred to in halacha as 2 days, the day of the shkita and the following day. By the time you get the third day, that's it. If it's malo for 3 days worth, it's not done with the basar kachim in any way, shape, or form. The longest chila of a korban could last is 2 days and one night in between. 2 daytimes, one night in between, but not into the third day. So that's not Dermot Kabonis anymore. So we should argue if so, it should be Mutter. He says, no, he shouldn't do it.
It's interesting that we're answering things like chicken that was never brought, like you said the other day, but yet you can technically eat some kind of a baking with flour and oil, which is like more like a korban mincha that they did bring. Answering that was a korban mincha,
right? So, but the korban mincha wasn't. I guess the korbanos which expressed the excitement and the happiness and the special situation of Klal Yisrael in general were the korbanos of animals. And the niskayayim, so those two things we're saying that we're refraining from the basar, which represented those of karbonis, and the yayin, which represented the yayin of the nesachim, that we're refraining from. We wouldn't argue.
Mincha was a common davar sometimes.
It was, but it
brought a mincha as a common. Wasn't necessarily something for punishment or anything like that.
Because it wasn't basar.
Yeah.
Find out simchas b'basar b'yayin. So it wasn't an expression of a person couldn't afford more. He brought that. But the excitement of bringing a korban was lacking there. Which we're not eating them, we're eating chickens. Even when we have all these arguments why it should be mutter, but still the minigus is to aser it. The dogim. Mishum deikad those to the dogim b'chal basahu, k'moshe kosa b'yardea simen resh yudzayin sevches. So there you're talking about regards to Hilchas Nedorim. If a person says the word basar, stam, and he says, you know, what did he have in mind? He said, whatever the rabbi says, I had in mind, that's what I had in mind. I asked basar, so we know, clearly he meant basar behemoth, did he also mean basar oif, did he also mean basar dogim? What did he mean? So you say he meant that dogim is included in the phrase of basar.
We eat fish during the nine. Correct,
we eat fish in the 9 days, but the minig is by the Siddur Hamafsek is not.
By who?
Siddur Hamafsek is. Koshkos v'yardei simen resh yudzayin sevches. Over here, we're going to be machmer because of that. Void who oil al shulchan malachim simchul leish b'achilase. Also, eating fish with the chashav din, it doesn't fit the tenor of the Siddur Hamafsek is. Yain, which is still fresh out of the press, literally out of the vat where it's stored after the press, so it doesn't express simcha.
What about a fish that's not right l'shulchan malachim?
There is really a minhag not to eat fish at the Siddur Hamafsek nowadays, isn't it?
That's what he's saying. Have you ever had fish by a Siddur Hamafsek?
An egg.
You have an egg by a Siddur Hamafsek, right? I'm sorry. Baruch, you asked something.
If you have a fish that's not royal...
Not royal, it's not kosher.
You don't usually put that down for a game.
So there is the poison...
I'm not talking about the fancy tuna fish that you get in a restaurant. I'm talking about the kind that you get from a can.
Yeah,
we
the starkest.
We had a discussion about the shalakal that tuna fish is...
Right. So there is a tshuva from Rabbi Yasha was said by sardines that it's mutter.
Yeah.
So, you know, sardines is more like for the Michael for the Hamanam,
yeah,
as opposed to the, so it doesn't express simcha.
Right.
Pasha, I would imagine, be the same thing for that purpose. Okay. Gimel, Philip Bishal min Echad B'shneg B'kederis. It's the same type of meat to start with, or not meat, food to start with. So you can't have tuna and tavshilim. So he took the same type of food and cooked two different types of dishes with the same ingredients. So it wasn't the same ingredient, the exact same product twice. That's not tuna and tavshilim. But it means that he took potatoes and he made out of the potatoes. Some of the potatoes he made fried potatoes. Some of the potatoes he made boiled potatoes. So there's potatoes and potatoes. It's one minute. No, that's different dishes.
Oh.
Because you cook them in a different way. Feel bishul minechad b'shtei b'kederes. Even though you took one type of item and cooked it in two different pots, which means in two different ways. Mikvish tavshilin. It's called two tavshilin. Chayish la'achon lizor b'shtei minim b'kederes achas. And the kenu darbish adarkim b'kach. Similarly, the opposite, if you put one pot, you put two different foods in that pot to cook, that will count like two tafshilin. Unless it's something which the whole year they normally are cooked together. So it becomes like that's the recipe. Going afunim, which is a minizorim, a type of a bean, balaz tzitziri, shenoisin aleim bitzolim ubeim, that you add in onions and eggs. So that's called darker b'kach. That's the recipe is the combination of that. So that's not called two tavshilin. Tavshal nasim v'davar shenechal k'mon shulchai mikra tavshilin. Is that even though the item was edible, said something which is edible raw, so you, we got to be hilchus bus bishul akum. The bishul does not get a chashiv as a bishul, but if we have this halach, it's called tabtus havshilin. So if there's another tavshil which is being cooked, so there, yeah, that's two. We don't differentiate between something which is roasted or cooked, etc. That's all goes into the umbrella of the problem.
Well, I'm sorry, what would be the Havamina to make a distinction? That one of those would not be considered cooked?
In other words, it says Tavshilin. So we all know what the phrase Tavshil is an ambiguous phrase. Things bishul, so I could argue with Sli it wasn't mavushal.
Ah.
Right. So you say that's not true.
And those two are different from each other, so that if you had boiled versus roasted potatoes, those we count as two tavshilin.
Correct. Okay, we're not going to finish Mr. Rose over here right now. So let's hold it here. So this coming week, just.
Everybody's going to
Eretz Yisrael? Going away, yeah. Take care.